Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Bernadette Clark with Healthy Start Coalition of St. Lucie County. They provide services and programs for pregnant women, new mothers, and babies. Healthy Start Coalition of St. Lucie County will be part of the worldwide celebration of World Breastfeeding Week, August 1st through the 7th. Bernadette, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you. Good morning.
Tell me about World Breastfeeding Week, how it came about, and what you're trying to accomplish.
Well, about 22 years ago, it was founded by the World Breastfeeding Alliance, and it was designed to promote, protect, as well as support breastfeeding.
I'll ask a naive question. Was it endangered? Because I always thought it was a most natural thing that has been going on forever. Have rates of breastfeeding decline over the years, over the generations?
Yes, it has. With the advent of formula, women believed that that milk was as good as the milk that their bodies had. If they ran into any obstacles with breastfeeding, being too tired, having sore nipples, any kind of pain issues, then what they would do is go to the formula. What research now shows is that breast milk is the normative standard for babies and that there are risks associated with formula.
So was it merely a matter of convenience as to why breastfeeding rates are down?
I believe it was a matter of convenience. Also, doctors, in trying to best help moms and babies, believed that formula was equivalent with breast milk. What studies show now is there are risks inherent to formula feeding.
When women first come to you, have they usually decided whether they're going to breastfeed or not?
A lot of women have made up their mind because they've been educated through the WIC program, the Women, Infant, and Children program. They're educated through the OB's office or their pediatrician's office if they've established with someone. Other women have been brought up in a home where perhaps breastfeeding was not the norm. And so for those women, it seems normal to formula feed their babies.
So how do you go about trying to help these new mothers and teach them about breastfeeding?
Breastfeeding education begins during the prenatal period. We have case managers with Healthy Start that actually work with pregnant women, and they discuss nutritional needs for their newborn. And at that point, breastfeeding is brought up to these moms. They obviously have a choice when they go to the hospital about how they're going to feed their baby. But if they have information, education, they're better able to make an informed decision. So in the postpartum period, which is basically what I deal with, I see new moms initially in the hospital and then again in their homes.
And we should point out you're a lactation specialist.
A lactation consultant, that's
consultant.
Correct. When I see these moms in the homes, they have had a couple of days there to try the breastfeeding alone. And if there's any issues, then at that point, I can help address those issues.
If a woman comes to you and says, I'm considering breastfeeding, what do you tell her the advantages are?
The advantages for the baby are decreased rates of obesity, allergies, ear infections, hypertension, and these decreased risks continue for the lifetime of that child. So if you think about adults now that you know that have some of these issues, you know, it can go back to the way that they were fed initially at birth.
That's amazing.
For the mother, there's also health benefits, and those benefits mirror some of the benefits for infants. Reduced rates of obesity, reduced hypertension, reduced risk of ovarian and breast cancer. So these are some issues that women may be concerned about in their own lives, and breastfeeding can actually help them to reduce those risks in their lives. Breastfeeding really is a health, public health issue. And it's not really a lifestyle choice as we've believed for so long. We do need to look at the health benefits for both moms and babies that continue through a lifetime.
I've been speaking today with Bernadette Clark with Healthy Start Coalition of St. Lucie County. We'll have contact information for them as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Bernadette, thanks for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you very much, Drew.